This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 252, recorded Tuesday, May 26th, 2015, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Was that pre-recorded?
You do know I do that live every week, right?
I know, but it was so perfect it had to be pre-recorded, right?
Let me get this straight. I spend 5 minutes reading five-year-old news stories, and you say nothing. But you think my kazoo playing is pre-recorded. I don't get it.
Was your five-minute story, five-year-old stories, were they pre-recorded?
No, they were pre-written.
Okay,
five years ago. I don't know anymore. Nobody seems to have commented on that, by the way, which sort of disappointed me. I thought at least one person would say something.
Did you have the whole 5 minute, reading in the recording?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Exactly as it appeared. And you know what? Nada.
I don't think anybody listens to us.
I worry about that.
I think we just record this for our own amusement.
Because the best I can tell you is that hundreds of people download the show, but I don't know beyond that. Maybe they just download it so they can look intelligent. You know, by saying, okay. I listen to Android Buffet. Anyway, so we weren't here yesterday, so we're here today. Sorry
about that. We're here
today? Yeah, yesterday was Monday. We usually
record
on
Monday.
Are you
sure about that?
Well,
I thought we did.
When people are listening, it might be tomorrow.
Might be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we did it today. We're here today.
Yes, but today's Tuesday. When we're recording this, and we normally record on Monday, which is the day before Tuesday and the day after Sunday.
What?
Monday is the day before Tuesday and the day after Sunday.
I thought this was an Android podcast. I didn't know you were going to be bringing up all this calendar trivia.
Okay. Well, we do have to once again remind people there will be an episode on Monday.
There will be an episode on Monday.
Now, Monday, for those of you who are using
next
the
Monday.
Yes. Who are using
this coming Monday?
Yes, who are using the traditional Gregorian calendar? That is Monday, June 1st. Mark that on your calendar, Jerry.
June 1st, you say?
Yes.
Podcast June 1st.
Yes.
10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, there will not be a podcast on June 8th.
That's because that's a Tuesday.
No, June 8th is a Monday.
You know, we record podcasts on Mondays.
Yes, but I will be out of the country.
So not that Monday.
Yes, we've already discussed this many times.
Any other given Monday, we would record a podcast. But June 8th,
no.
Not going to happen.
Yes. And on June 15th, I plan to be here to record a podcast. But this is the caveat. If I am otherwise indisposed due to jet lag, I may...
Or being arrested.
Arrested?
Sure.
What are they going to arrest me for?
I don't know. Maybe you're carrying something bad back out of the country or back into the country.
You're going to kidnap me.
Something happens while you're outside of the country. You know, traveling is a very high risk endeavor.
They're going to kidnap me and draft me into the Israeli Defense Force?
Make jokes. Just wait till it happens.
I hope not.
Well, me too, because...
I don't think I'm cut out for the military.
Who's going to record the podcast?
I'll get back to you in 5 to 10.
Apparently. Yeah.
They do have internet in other countries, you know. Not that I'm planning on staying there, but I'm told that they have very good internet in Israel. I'll find out, I suppose.
Do they have good internet in the jails? Or in those huts that they have in the middle of the Colombian woods where they keep kidnapped people? I don't know if they have good internet there.
How did we get from Israel to the Colombian woods?
Airplane, just like everybody else.
So you're telling me somebody's going to kidnap me in Israel and take me to Colombia?
No. That's silly. Why would anybody do that?
You said it.
I'm just saying that maybe they don't have good internet.
Okay. In Colombia, possibly. Anyway, diversions aside.
Colombian force cuts where they keep kidnapped people.
Yes. I assume if you're kidnapped, your internet connection is the least of your problems, though.
Depends. Are you an addict?
Isn't your bigger problem whether or not you're going to have thumbs in the morning because they've cut them off to send them to the people they're ransoming you off to?
No, I don't think they cut off the thumb.
Pinky?
Probably. Yeah, okay. Pinky.
So Google I.O. is this week.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Are you excited, Jerry? Because there might be news. I'm looking
forward to the next version of the Nexus 5.
Well, actually, if you've been following, there's actually a very compelling third-party option. The Asus what? Zenfone 2.
Ah, no. Give me an LG, baby.
Okay. Well, there are rumors that there are going to be two phones unveiled at I.O.
Or, I know, it's so exciting, isn't it?
Yes. Apparently, there may be a 5.2-inch LG phone, codename Bullhead, and a 5.7-inch Huawei.
And Bullhead is code for, I got a small battery.
I don't know.
Bullhead. The rumors are that it's going to have a 27 milliamp hour battery,
What does the current one have?
34?
Well, the question is, if you have a lower power processor, can you get away with a lower power battery?
No. Not with a bigger screen.
Well, we'll see what happens. Remember, everything is rumored, so we'll see what happens. Just remember, the confidence level of that rumor is at 7 out of 10.
It could be that it's not an actual LG phone, you know, a phone made by LG. It could be a phone made by Apple.
I don't think Apple's going to make an Android phone. But you know what annoys me? Do you know what annoys me, Jerry? So,
every Monday?
No. Earlier today, I was in a public place, and there was me, the guy who was wearing the Pebble. I suppose I could have been wearing the LG G watch. And there was another guy who was wearing a Moto 360. So, you know,
And he wanted to talk to you.
No, I wanted to ask him how he liked it.
Ah.
No, I was familiar. Okay. I was familiar with the gentleman in question.
Oh, he's a friend of yours.
No, acquaintance.
Acquaintance.
Yes, okay. Friend and, you know, higher level of relationship. Even though I don't see you, I consider you a friend. You know, we hang out virtually speaking.
Virtually speaking.
This person I run into, we occasionally shoot the breeze, but you know, our relationship is, you know, is confined to occasionally, you know, random conversations when I run into them.
Chit chat, you might say.
Yes. So a third person, of which we were both familiar, came along because we were in a traditional place where we all run into each other. Myself,
like the coffee shop or the pizzeria,
something like that,
or church or the shooting armory.
Those aren't places I'd run into people, but let's say yes for the sake of argument. So
the deli.
I was in a deli earlier.
I know. You say you like delis. That was why I guessed.
There was a good dinner special tonight.
Okay.
I called them up.
Don't you go to delis for like meats and cheeses and stuff?
No cheeses.
No cheeses in a deli?
Of course not.
I'm pretty sure that's against some law.
There's a kosher deli. You don't put your cheeses with your meats.
Right. Well, they're not in the same container.
No, they're not in the same restaurant.
But they're in... So where do you get cheeses, if not in a deli?
At the cheese store.
At the cheese store?
Yes.
I never heard of such a creature, cheese store.
Yeah.
So like right next to the bread store? Let me get this straight. Your deli doesn't have cheese.
Of course not. It's a kosher
deli.
So
you have to go... Okay, so if you want to make a sandwich, you got to go to the deli. You got to go to the cheese store. You got to go to the bread store.
No.
You got to go to three different stores to make a sandwich?
No.
Man, I just go to Walmart.
According to my religion, you don't put the cheese and the meat together. Therefore, they don't occupy a sandwich together. Therefore, they're not sold together. They are sold separately because they're not supposed to be put together.
Maybe you put some lettuce in between them.
They have lettuce. They have bread. But it's a deli. It's a sit-down restaurant where they sell deli. They have a counter.
You can't put cheese and meat in the same dish. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So, like, no pepperoni on the pizza?
Never.
Sausage?
No.
Canadian ham?
No ham.
Buffalo chicken?
On the pizza or in general?
On the pizza.
Again, no cheese and meat together, period.
Wow.
Which is why I've never had a cheeseburger.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know what I'm missing. Don't worry. I don't know what I'm missing. Don't worry about it.
So what do you, cheese, is cheese okay? I mean,
without meat. Without meat. So you can have cheese and bread together.
So you can have like a grilled cheese sandwich is cool.
Yeah, or a pizza.
Or a pizza. As long as there's no meat on it.
I like eggplant on pizza.
What about like a veggie burger, cheeseburger, a veggie cheeseburger? Would that be cool?
Yeah. It seems wrong on some level, but there's nothing wrong with it.
It's like a loophole?
Why is it a loophole? You're not supposed to put meat and dairy together. If it's fake meat, then technically it's no problem. I said it seems wrong, but it technically isn't.
What if it's like fake dairy?
Then that would also technically be fine, but it still seems wrong.
Okay. At this point, we're getting into the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law.
Yeah. How do we get here?
This so interesting.
How do we get here?
You were telling me you met this guy that
with the Moto 360.
with the Moto 3, and you ran into a third person, which you would also meet in such a place. And I was trying to.
It wasn't a deli, by the way.
The actual.
It was a more professional. No, it was a more professional setting.
You were at work.
There are places around work. So there are people I run into. I work in a building where there are other businesses other than the one I work for. So you see the same.
You were at the cafeteria in the building where you work.
Well, there is one, but I'm never down there.
You were in the bathroom.
I take lunch at 2 and they close
at 2. The cafeteria of the room, of the building where you work.
No, I was just walking through the hall.
Okay.
You know, nice hall. Yeah. Nice. So I ran into two people.
The hall?
You know, in between the offices. As I said, there are multiple offices in the building.
Okay, but you say nice day and you went for a walk in the hall. It's a nice day. Why don't you go for a walk outside?
I was heading towards the door.
I hate it when people stop me and try and talk to me when I'm headed for the door.
I don't mind. I wasn't in a rush.
You don't mind it when people stop me on the way to the door? Well, thanks a lot.
No, I don't mind anyway. When people stop me. So the person A who had the Moto 360 and person B, you can give them names if you want.
No, I like person A and person B. Those
okay, person
names.
B said, is that the new Apple Watch? And I looked up and said, why is it that everybody who sees a new product that they are not familiar with assumes it was made by Apple? This really annoys me.
I can answer that for you.
When I got the Nexus 7, this was before the iPad Mini came out. People said, is that the new iPad Mini? No, it isn't. Had a Kindle. That the new iPad? No, it's not an iPad. Not made by Apple. I'm not annoyed by the fact that they have... But why is it their first assumption is that it is the Apple product? Oh, is that the new
iPad? No. Apple wins at advertising. That's why.
I'm aware. It's more of the rhetorical thing that it annoys me to no end that everybody assumes that I have something that I don't have.
Well, maybe they, because, you know, since you're banking so much, they think that you only buy Apple products.
I wish I was banking so much to only buy Apple products. Not that I necessarily like Apple products, because they do not appeal to me on certain levels. But what I'm saying is I'm aware of the prices of Apple products, and I wish that I could throw my money around so generously.
Sure, me too.
But we'll see. Either way, the person was very happy with their Moto 360. They were a little annoyed. The price just went down $100 today. So we discussed that. Then they left. But that wasn't the point of the story. The point of the story was more, it's always an iWatch. It doesn't matter what it really is. It's always an iWatch. It's always an iPad. I think they should lose the copyright trademark because everybody's using it for everything. It should be
is
like
it
ketchup.
Like actually called? I don't think it's actually called the Apple Watch or the iWatch.
No, it's called the Apple Watch. But what I'm saying is I think that they should lose the trademark on iPad because everybody uses it interchangeably just like ketchup. What do you think about that? If a term comes into the public use as a generic term, the trademark gets diluted. That's why companies vigorously defend their trademarks.
Sure.
So what do you think? Has iPad gone far enough from the Apple iPad that now we can call any tablet an iPad and like ketchup, which is my example?
Nope.
Why not?
I believe iPad still refers to a device made by a specific company with an associated operating system with it and manufacturer, so no.
What about ketchup?
I would say no. Who makes ketchup? Everybody makes ketchup.
No, Heinz makes ketchup. Everybody else makes catsup.
Well, then I'm just mispronouncing it.
No, it's the same idea. Ketchup was a brand name. It became the word for it. The original word was catsup.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
So, will we be hearing about macadamia nut cookie at Google I.O.?
That cannot be the name.
No, that's the development name.
It's a stupid name.
For example, the development name for Kit Kat was actually Key Lime Pie. They didn't want to reveal the real name.
No, of course not.
So basically, M is macadamia nut cookie in development. It will not be that in production. I'm still saying marshmallow.
Marshmallow is a good word. Yeah. I like marshmallow.
Well, you know, I'd like muffin because I do like muffins, but somebody commented that muffin is too close to cupcake, so there might be some icon confusion.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, that aside.
I think we'll be hearing about it. I don't think we'll actually hear the actual name.
Well, remember last time they called it Android L, and we didn't find out until much later that it was Lollipop.
Yep.
So that'll be going on
later. Was there any other option?
For L?
I mean, sure.
Why not? Aren't there many options?
I don't know. I don't know of any others.
Licorice?
I don't like that one.
So, I didn't like honeycomb, and I'll get over it. But we'll see what happens. That's on the 28th and the 29th, which, of course, will be the end of this week. That's, I believe,
so
Thursday.
So, we can talk about it next week.
Yes. On the 1st,
we
will be
having a podcast next Monday.
Yeah, we will be having a Google I.O. filled episode where we talk about Google I.O. and all the stuff we learned at Google I.O. which we're, neither of us are attending.
That's right.
But we can watch the live streamed keynote.
We can.
Did you last year?
No, I watched it later, but not live.
No, I'm not saying live. I didn't watch it live. I'm saying you watched the keynote at some point.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think it's my duty as an Android Buffet contributor to watch these videos and condense them down into a bunch of small discussion points.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. So we have some news of a sort.
I'm listening.
There's a Google Summer of Code project that's looking to share your Android phone's location with your computer to provide more accurate location data to the GNOME geolocation service, which is called GeoClue. So there are some geolocation sharing apps on the Play Store, but they're only compatible with select apps. This particular project is interesting because it would be the first one that would actually act as a server that could be reached by the system's geolocation service, so it could be used by any application. There's potential.
I'm certain and positive that they're getting the security right on this and that there will not be any privacy concerns.
Well, actually, I had a different idea. You know, I have these old phones sitting around here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that I wanted my computer to be able to query GPS, but I didn't want to go out and buy a GPS device. I could just have a phone hooked up somewhere in here.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, it wouldn't move very much, which would sort of defeat the purpose of GPS, but I could have it paired, you know, hooked up to a computer that does move. The question being, if you have a computer that does move and then you have an old phone sitting next to it, why do you need the computer? Why don't you just run the code on the phone?
I would say performance.
Well, no, I'm saying there are questions about that.
Keyboard, bigger screen.
For example, the strangest thing I was reading recently was, you remember when I was doing all that weather stuff?
Yes.
Which I'm still doing, but I built it. So the building part, I was reading, and people put a GPS into their weather station. I don't understand why you just don't get the GPS readings for wherever you stick the thing and then take your GPS away. The thing isn't moving. Why does it need a GPS chip?
I don't know.
Well, somebody will explain it to me eventually. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting idea for a project. And obviously there is demand for this, or somebody wouldn't make it a Google Summer of Code project.
Cool.
Isn't that correct?
Somebody did.
Well, you can read all about it from Ankit. It is a that's the person who's being mentored. And basically, they have some samples there, which are very nice. The timeline will be as follows. Week 1 and 2 experiments with code and implementation of a bake layout for a new GeoClue location source. Let's see. Weeks 3 and 4, GeoClue location source continued. 5 and 6, working skeleton of Android app that will connect with GeoClue and send information. 7 and 8, GeoClue GUI for GeoClue to GeoClue sharing. 9 and 10, implementation of more seamless connectivity using Android NSD and Avahi. 11 and 12, application UI user experience improvements. And then week 13, testing, optimization, bug fixing, and wrapping up. Sounds like a fun summer. I wish that had been around when I was in school. Google Summer of Code sounded nice. Anyway, let's see. Flawed Android factory reset leaves crypto and login keys ripe for picking. Now, as a counterbalance to this, if you look at a lot of the discussions on this, it is not necessarily a flawed Android factory reset so much as some of the characteristics of flash memory.
Right, because they're not actually they're not actively overwriting the entire storage area. So it's kind of like deleting a file on your hard drive.
It just deletes
the pointer to it.
I do actually
overwriting the data.
I write zeros.
Well, okay, but you're special.
No, I'm paranoid.
Most people don't. And even, like SSDs, even if you try and overwrite it, there's no guarantee, and actually there's a very low likelihood, that you're not actually overwriting the physical location where the data is. So
what's the solution?
Dynamite.
Well, that's the thing. If you have to destroy every phone, then you've totally eliminated the resale value.
Yep.
Now, the logical thing to do, accepting the fact that flash memory is this problem, the phone, while doing a factory reset, should actually contact Google and say, invalidate all the tokens given to this phone so it can't get
that only search. Helps you for Google. It doesn't help you for Facebook. It doesn't help you for the other myriad passwords that you have stored on the device.
No, I'm agreeing. But what I'm saying is that would be at least a step. You can hook, once you have Google set up, you can't have other people who hook into that.
I would discourage such a mechanism, mainly because it's likely that the mechanism could be exploited in such a way that someone could greatly annoy me by invalidating all of my
I could do that now.
Stuff.
I could do that now.
Well, don't.
Greatly annoy you. It doesn't take that much effort.
I'm easily annoyed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that Google could take measures about this, but them saying that it's ripe for picking is an oversimplification. I'd like to see if competing phone operating systems do any better. I assume if you do a factory reset on an iPhone, it doesn't make it any more secure either.
Well, I think the solution to this is that it needs the phone needs to be encrypted. The storage needs to be encrypted at, not hardware level, but whole disk encryption. So when you do a factory reset, it erases the keys. And then it's the exact same thing as random noise if it's good encryption.
Well, the question is, where do you store the keys? It said that even with whole disk encryption, that they could actually get at the information.
Well, the key could be held in something, that...
What, a secure could element?
It should be. I mean, storing sensitive data in a phone is a solved problem.
Yeah, so if what you're saying is...
If it's not being used, it's... I would call that a failure on the part of the manufacturers.
So the question is, you could have some sort of separate element for storing your encryption keys? Would that be viable?
Yeah, I mean, laptops have it. It's called a TPM.
How much would it add to the cost of the phone?
How much is your security worth?
But I'm not the one making the decision. It's the manufacturers who make this decision.
I would say it's worth it. I mean, Apple puts in an entire processor for handling security-based stuff.
Well, here we are, TPM modules. Let's see, disk encryption, starting 2006. Co-located on existing, okay. Here we are, in any device such as a cell phone. Let's see here, privacy concerns. Concerns include the abuse of remote validation of software, manner that's completely undetectable. Let's see, is anybody using it on a phone? There are TPMs in Chromebooks, good to know. I'm not seeing any examples of people using it on a phone.
I'm just saying it's something that could happen. So let's not act like, oh, we don't know how to do this. We can't do it. That's a lie. And a TPM actually refers to a very specific set of capabilities. So a TPM in a phone may not be appropriate, although I can't imagine why not.
Well, something equivalent. But,
right.
It may not be the TPM that you see in laptops now.
So regardless, I don't think it... whole disk encryption should not be a problem.
Do you encrypt your hard drives?
The ones with sensitive data on them, I do.
Okay. But you don't do whole disk encryption on your OS partitions?
On one of my machines, I do.
Okay. Just asking. I'm curious. I wonder how many people do. If anybody wants to comment on that, I'm curious. Roman Nurix Form Android Wear Watch Face with Muse integration is now available.
Muse.
Yeah, don't you remember Muse? It's one of Roman Nurix's projects. That's the one where your wallpaper changes to a different piece of artwork every day. And you
see, that's not something I'm likely to remember.
And you could change it. Since it's a plugin-based system, you could download apps that would put in something other than artwork. For example, for a while there, I had landscapes that would change every day and other things that I found interesting. National Geographic for a while.
Sure.
And then what it does is it blurs in the background, so you can't really see it clearly unless you want to. It's actually a very nice idea, but it would look really interesting on a watch.
Sure, and now it's available for a watch.
Well, I'm using the Pebble right now. It has better battery life, and I'm going to travel soon. Let's see. Dropbox is getting a material design makeover. Have we become tired of announcements that say X is getting a material design makeover?
I am.
Okay, so am I. The day has come. I'm excited when any app refreshes its look, but I'm over it.
Yep.
Speaking of looks, the Chromecast app has added backdrop history. So you know those rotating pieces of art and other things that you can see on the Chromecast?
Yes.
You can now go into the app and look through your history of what is displayed on your screen in case you found one interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, but not exactly a showstopper.
Well, sometimes, rarely, but sometimes... there is something interesting that I've never seen before displayed on the backdrop.
Yeah, so you may want to go back.
I could imagine that it being able to say, hey, what was that? Is
something somebody wanted.
So, rah, rah.
Okay, Skype was updated. It improves the IM experience. I don't know. I am on Skype. I know people do.
I don't anymore. I don't use Skype for anything anymore.
Well, I like to have it as a backup in the event that this show has a problem, now that we've switched over to Hangouts to be more googly.
Although, we did have to switch over to back to Skype a couple times, or once, didn't we?
Well, that was, I think, with the camera. I still don't know what the problem is. Nobody else has complained but you.
Sorry.
I'll experiment again.
You do that.
The HTC Mail app has hit Google Play. So this is the official HTC Mail app. I know for a while there, Jerry, you really liked that app. Or was the HTC Feed app you liked? You liked an HTC app a lot.
I think it was the messaging app, the SMS app.
Okay. Well, maybe that will follow if it hasn't come already. But if you don't have an HTC device, I don't think you can use their Mail app. Let's check. I have the Play link here.
Not compatible with any of my devices.
That's inspiring.
I believe this may be along the same lines as, Android made the WebView an app, right?
Yeah.
So that it could get updates. I suspect it's the same idea here.
It is.
Now they can add updates.
I'm aware. That's the whole idea.
I like it. Sweet. Good job. Go, HTC. Love you. Got to put a phone out that's worth a damn, though.
Well, they've had a few hard years. Yeah. You know what you should do, Jerry? Fly to Taiwan tomorrow and help them make a better phone.
That would be a good idea if I was in any way qualified to do so.
Well, you know, you could be... did you ever see the episode of The Simpsons where Homer makes a car?
No.
Oh, I pictured it was something like that. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm behind on that show by about 15 years.
20 years.
Only 20 for you? I'm only 15 years behind.
How long has it been on?
I think 25 now.
Okay, I'm 25 years behind.
Okay. No, I watched it a lot more early on than I have lately. Anyway, let's see here. Facebook Messenger will now remind you who people you communicate with infrequently are. So this is what we call the Jerry Jones feature.
Sweet!
So basically, I know you don't use Facebook Messenger, but I think you can appreciate any application that will tell you if it recognizes you haven't talked to somebody in a while, it will try to remind you who that person is.
But what does it mean, who they are? Is it going to tell me their name?
It'll give you like a brief bio type thing. There's sort of a mock-up there if you open up the article. So in the example here, it uses the example of this individual, Samantha Liu, whoever that is. You and Samantha aren't connected on Facebook, but Samantha Liu is a food blogger in Seattle, Washington.
Hey, and if that's helpful, then awesome.
Well, I'm hoping it will be more helpful in a non-beta feature. I think this is still being developed.
You know, if it said something like my mom's third sister's son, that would be nice.
One thing at a time.
Okay.
You have to be realistic.
No, I don't.
Got to start somewhere.
No, I don't.
AdBlock Plus launched a modified version of Firefox for Android. So basically, they have an ad-blocking web browser for Android that's based on Firefox.
You know, I'm not a real big fan of this.
Ad-blocking?
But ad-blocking in general.
Well, I was thinking about it earlier today when I was on a public Wi-Fi network that was injecting ads into my webpage, which really annoys me.
Sure. Oh, God, I can only imagine.
Well, no, I understand those where there are some where they put the ad at the very bottom, you know, like a little thing reminding you, by the way, we're here. But when they decide to pop up and interrupt what I'm doing to tell me I should, I'm not only offended on my behalf, I'm offended on behalf of the website that I'm visiting.
Oh, yeah.
Then they were.
Absolutely.
Then they were blocking HTTPS sites.
No.
Yes. Okay. I decided I'd rather use my LTE at that point. Sure. Oh, well. Very soon I won't have to worry about that if my karma ever arrives. It's scheduled to arrive shortly after your Droidify router.
Okay, so the third Sunday after never?
I don't know. They sent me an email. Let's see. Where's that email? Here we are. April 21st. We are still on track to start delivering the Karma Go in May.
Well, alrighty.
Stay tuned for an update on a solid ship date. As always, reply to this email if any questions pop up. Like, why is it May almost over and I haven't heard you've shipped a darn thing?
Well, they said they were going to start shipping.
Well, I'd like
to. They didn't say shipping to who.
I don't care if they tell me that.
They're going to start shipping to them.
Well, they might. I expect that there are people who are further ahead than I am in the line of people who ordered the darn thing.
Sure.
But I'd like them to say they shipped to someone. I'd like a customer to have actually received one of these, and I will feel better.
I understand.
And I should have asked for my money back. But, you know, this is why I think people get annoyed with Kickstarter. This was not a Kickstarter, by the way. This was direct pre-order from the company who promised to deliver it to me in January and broke their promise repeatedly.
That's funny.
Yep. Anyway, someone has launched a Gmail client for Android Wear.
Ah.
Did you look at the pictures?
This is funny.
Yeah. I did enjoy the article name that Android Police used. The makers of AIDE have released a Gmail client for Wear, presumably for people who hate themselves. So basically, the Wear mail client for Gmail has a full QWERTY keyboard.
That's so funny. I think it's funny.
Well, so do I, you know. And I bought, you know, a G-Watch just to play with Wear, although it may be I have to find another refurbished cheap watch because it may not last much longer in terms of being able to see features. But I can't see myself sitting there and doing anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving along. I noticed this week, Tiny Cam Monitor, which is a full-featured network and IP camera monitoring application. So there was an update to this thing, and I just happened to notice it because I happen to have recently installed a camera. So in the pro version of this app, you can save files and then transfer them to a cloud storage provider.
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically monitor your IP or network camera. And you can cast the footage to a Chromecast.
That's neat.
I thought it was interesting. So I can DVR my outside. I have the camera pointed at the front door in case there's a criminal around or such.
Sure.
Yeah. So in other news, speaking of the Android Wear project, somebody put Windows XP on an LG G Watch.
No, that's just silly.
Yes. Well, if you note what I said, why? Just because. I always find it amusing when somebody does a project that they've admitted has no practical purpose, but just because it amuses them.
Well, that's why things like Quake get written in JavaScript.
People still play Quake, don't they? I don't, but... Yeah. No, you know, they're staples. I keep thinking of building an arcade. Every so often I go online and, you know, price those, you know, arcade kits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you put, you know, you build all the internals yourself. So there's the upright cabinet, which I don't have room for. The cocktail arcade cabinet, which I may or may not have room for. And then there's the barcade, which I probably have room for. One of these days, I'm just going to do it. I'm not necessarily going to play it, but I would really enjoy the experience of building one of those things.
But you have to play it.
No, I meant continuously.
Oh.
I'm saying I wouldn't be one of those people who's always sitting around, why don't I play my barcade? I just would enjoy the project of building a barcade. You know, and I'm assuming after 5 or 6 rounds of my favorite classic games, I'd get bored, but always another time.
Could be.
You can now cast... not just to a Chromecast, but to an active Hangouts conversation.
Whoa.
So this may be useful, you know, in our continuation of this podcast. If I have something to show you, I could just show it to you.
That's cool.
I have just received a notice. A car has crashed into a Pathmark down the street from here. Well, not that far down the street. Other side of town, but... Sorry, somebody just... That was that ding noise. Anyway, Google has updated the Hangouts Chrome app with an interface similar to the Android app. And apparently at I.O., Google may be announcing a new photo service that is separate from Google+. It sounds like they may be giving up on it, Jerry.
That would be good.
Well, the thing is that they developed a lot of interesting technologies with the effort to do Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So it may just be that they finally realize that those technologies can be better served separately. So the people who don't want a social network definitely want Google Photos. By itself, it's a valuable product. So basically, they'll lop off the pieces of Google Plus that work and leave the network to die a slow, lingering death. That's my
guess. No, I don't think they're going to do that. No. I would prefer a photo service that is not tied to Plus.
Many people would. That's why they appear to be giving you one.
But that doesn't mean they're giving up on Google Plus, does it?
They haven't done much with it lately. I'm not sure they're giving up on it, but it may be the next... Google Reader, where it just lies there for a few years before they give up on it totally.
Maybe.
They haven't done much with it lately. I think the last thing they did, what was that feature that they just unveiled? Sort of like the Pinterest thing?
Mm-hmm.
Collections. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I find Google Plus interesting, but I find any place that has a small group of people better than places that have a lot of people. So, you know, the analogy being that Facebook and Twitter are like my high school. There were too many people in it, and I wasn't interested in talking to large percentages of them.
Sure.
Maybe what the world needs is a more intimate social network, intimate being still millions of people. Of course, I'm not active on Google Plus either, so I don't know why I'm saying that.
Could be.
So it was something of a short show today. We
No, we forgot one. We skipped one.
What did we skip?
The Asus Zenfone 2.
No, I mentioned it earlier when you were talking about the new Nexus 5. Right, I mentioned that I found it. Yeah. I mentioned that I found it very intriguing because of the value and the price point. So if you are on a GSM network, the Asus Zenfone 2, there's a $199, I think, and a $299 version. And the full $299 version is a dual SIM 5.5-inch 4GB RAM LTE phone for $299. According to the review which I linked to, which is the Android Central review, it has a long battery life, it has a decent camera, excellent performance, and is great value for the money. Except they said that it has a weak speaker, the software is filled with bloat, the hardware feels cheap, and the button placement is awkward.
What's up with the button on the back? What is that?
What button on the back?
Isn't that a button on the back?
Is that a button on the back?
It looks like a button.
Well, the power button's on the top.
Okay.
So, but I've seen that before. The thing has two SIM.
I kind of like the on the side, the power button on the side when it's a large phone. I like that.
Well, again,
I thought I would, but I do.
Yeah. But I'm looking at their general.
It's not a. It looks like a button.
I don't think it's a button. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't. Is it a button? Oh, that's what that is. It is a. It's a volume rocker. That's a weird place to put the volume rocker.
Oh my God, that's weird.
Well, LG does that. LG puts stuff on the back.
They didn't on my Nexus 5.
No, but they did it on, I think, the G2 and the G3.
That's just weird.
Well, no, the interesting thing about it is you have a phone for $200 to $300. The phone is a GSM unlocked phone. It has 2 or 4 gigabytes of RAM, which is pretty good for RAM nowadays. It's a dual SIM, so it has one 4G SIM, and it also you can put in another one just for voice calls, pretty much, which works. It doesn't have a removable battery, but it's using an Intel Atom quad-core processor. So this is an Intel, which you don't see very much. Looking at the frequencies, this thing has every frequency, pretty much.
On the planet Earth, yep.
Well, it doesn't except have...
Except for CDMA.
Well, it
no,
does...
it's got CDMA.
No, it does. Well, no, it has WCDMA.
What's the difference?
That's not the one that works in the U.S.
That's funny.
Now, it notes here that it has 2100 for 3G. I'm hoping that means it would work in countries that use that for GSM. But if you look at the thing, it's actually very impressive for what it is. Admittedly, if you can hide some of these, the Asus stuff, because they've said the biggest issue is the Zenfone software experience.
But sure, I'll buy that.
No, I'm saying, so put on uninstall them, disable, and put on an alternate launcher, and you're probably fine. Although, if you look at that pull-down menu with the shade, with their custom buttons there, ugh.
Yeah, that's gaudy.
Okay, well, but it's very intriguing, and it means that you can make good phones for a small amount. Look at the Motorola E. That's $150, and that's a pretty good phone for what it is. Admittedly, what it's missing is a lot of memory, whereas this, for $199, you would get a 2-gigabyte phone with, what is it, 32 in the smaller one? I think it's 16 or 32, I forget. But anyway, I'm intrigued. I think this may be, when I'm ready to get another phone, I don't think this is necessarily going to be it, and maybe I'll change my mind. But I think that it's very promising that there are these inexpensive phones that have decent specs. Do you concur, Jer?
Yes.
Okay. So just a few more bits of housekeeping. Again, Google I.O. is this Thursday and Friday. We will be talking about it on Monday, and then we will be taking the subsequent week off.
You know what we didn't mention?
What?
Or maybe this didn't happen to you. I got an over-the-air update today, or yesterday.
I'm still waiting.
So I got 5.1.1.
I've been waiting for it. I am still 5.1.1.
So can you share with our new listeners what 5.1.1 is supposed to do?
It's a lot of bug
fixes. My understanding is it's all, like, the main reason is to try and fix memory leaks.
Oh, that's one of it. So let's see what they've said about 5.1.1. Is there a change log somewhere? Change logs are usually useful. Now, if you don't want to wait for your update to magically arrive, please remember your update may also be available by downloading. Here we are. 5.1.1 delivers bug fixes, mostly. Critical bug fixes, a pesky issue with the Nexus 5 camera application. Here we are, Nexus 5 review. Your mileage may vary. Here we are, it may have fixed the memory leak problem. And don't know about battery. So basically, it's a bunch of bug fixes. And I don't know whether or not they'll make my life better. But I hope. I hope everything makes my life better. I'm an optimist that way. That's why I'm so often disappointed. So shall we call it a night?
Let's call it a night.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Jerry, last week for one last time.
Last week for one last... What?
Before I go away.
And maybe never come back. Don't do that.
Who said not come back? But Jerry,
didn't we just talk about the Colombian kidnapping huts?
Well, Jerry, just for the record, if next week's podcast is the last time that I ever speak to you because I've been kidnapped by Colombian drug lords, it's been a fun time.
It has been.
Yes. I think that too often in life we forget to thank the people around us for being part of our lives. So I'm just going to take this moment while it's been relevant to thank you, Jerry, for being a part of this podcast for nearly 5 years now. By the way, that's coming up. We really should plan something.
We should.
Yeah. We probably won't because we're both procrastinators on this sort of thing. But if you think of something, tell me. And okay. I want to thank all of the listeners who've stuck with us for the last few years. I assume you're out there because you're downloading. Of course, it doesn't say whether or not you're actually listening. If you are listening right now, we appreciate you and we know you're there somewhere. Without you, it would just be a creepy conversation between Jerry and myself.
Which is kind of what it is without feedback.
I love feedback, but me too. I enjoy having the conversation regardless.
Me too.
Oh, okay. So more next week when, if anybody has any fun travel tips, because over this weekend I'll be packing my bags.
I have a tip.
Okay. Tell me your tip.
Don't get kidnapped.
I've so far succeeded in that on every vacation I've been on. That includes Good. The one with the hurricane.
Keep it up.
Yeah. The one where I got stranded in a foreign city. The usual stuff. But I've been trying some new things that I haven't tried in the past. I bought myself a backpack that folds into a pouch. I didn't own one of those.
Wow.
Well, the idea is that, you know, when you go on your excursions into the city, you put some stuff in the backpack. And then when you're not using the backpack, you fold it into the pouch and put it back into your normal bag.
Ah.
Yeah. I figure I'm better off taking my own water than buying it at touristy places. I'm told one of the keys to surviving in the desert is staying hydrated.
That's true.
Yes.
You know, one of the keys to survival in general is staying hydrated.
Yeah. I'll keep that in mind in the event that I'm kidnapped by Colombian drug lords.
Yes, try and stay hydrated.
Yes. Now I'm wondering how much I'm worth in ransom. Okay, title for the show.
All right.
Anyway, that's the end of our show for this week. We'll be back next week.
See you next week, folks.
One last time.
Wow, I just waved. Like, literally. I picked up my hand and I waved.
You want me to come and look?
No, it's all right.
Okay. Good night, Jerry.
Good night. Same time next week, right?
Yes.
Different day.
Normal day.
I don't know why I swore we were doing this later. Oh, well.
We did it later last time.
I know.
You have to roll with the punches here.
I do.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.